Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Senator, I do need to get your comment today. Being Easter, President Biden has designated this the Transgender Day of Visibility. What's your take on that?
You know, Jason, I think everyone should be insulted by this, the intentional nature of this. Easter is a religious holiday. It is such a sacred day where we all meet at the cross. And for this White House to declare it, to issue a proclamation for Transgender Visibility Day, and then at the same time to deny the use of religious symbols in the White House Easter egg hunt art competition. Think about that one.
They are
insulting every Christian who holds this day as a sacred day.
Okay, that 80-year-old bag right there, she's lying. She's bearing false witness. I hope you had a nice Easter, everybody. I really do. I hope you enjoyed the jelly beans and the bunnies and the little peeps and, you know, the bonnets and all the things that make you gay. I just hope you really enjoyed it. I mean, this was the BS that went around the internets on Easter Sunday that, okay, if you hadn't heard it, you know, this is not, I know it's April Fool's Day. I know it's April Fool's Day, but this is not that, okay? This is, it would be like if I told you Donald Trump was selling the Bible, you would think April Fool's. No, no, it's real. And so is this. So is this. This is such swill. This is such garbage. And they say it with a straight face. All these really uber Christian people that are appealing to their evangelical base in the Republican Party in order to get votes are literally bearing false witness on Easter Sunday all over America. Mike Johnson did it. Marsha Blackburn did it. I mean, you needed multiple hands and feet to count how many GOP representatives and senators and, you know, lied about this. Okay, let's take the easy one first. She said right there, Marsha said right there that the Easter egg roll banned religious symbols at the White House. Okay, can I just tell you that the Easter egg roll is a sponsored event, number one. It's sponsored by the Egg Manufacturers of America. Uh-huh. And number two, they have had rules in place, the egg manufacturers have, about what should be done during the Easter egg roll for about 45 years now. Mm-hmm. It's almost, since Biden was a young man. Okay, let's put it that way. So the rules say you can't have any weapons on the eggs. You can't have any religious symbols on the eggs. You can't discriminate on the eggs. You can't have drugs on the eggs. Like you wouldn't be allowed to put a marijuana leaf on the egg. That would be violative of the sponsor's rules at the White House Easter egg hunt. Okay. Just thought I'd mention that because that one was easy to do, to dispose of. But yet she still sat there and lied to you. She lied. And you think about that. You think about that, that he banned religious symbols from the White House Easter egg hunt. Don't they have it? I mean, have they done anything good for the American people where they could go on the TV on Easter and say, we are so blessed because we achieved this and you never had this before. And now you have this and it's going to give you so much security and so much joy and so much fulfillment. And it's just going to be so good for you. No, instead, they're representing a president who's hocking a Bible on Easter Sunday. Okay. The other thing. Okay, this is the one that actually fell from every conservative Christian white nationalist lips on Twitter, on Instagram, on TV, on every platform you could possibly imagine. And that was the lie that Joe Biden proclaimed Easter Sunday for the first time as Transgender Visibility Day And it was meant to be a slap in the face. Slap in the face of church-going Christians. Which Joe Biden is. Uh-huh. Joe Biden goes to church every freaking Sunday. You understand that? Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic. He's only the second Catholic president we've ever had, but he is a mass-going, observant Catholic that is having to defend himself against Donald Trump, the blasphemous one, the one who can't even remember the last time he went to church. I mean, really, it's just so amazing. Okay, but here's the thing. The Transgender Visibility Day happened in 2009. It was something that was sort of sought out by a transgender activist from Michigan. In 2009, she had been asking for the government to recognize Transgender Visibility Day because transgendered people were constantly the victims of violence, were made fun of, were abused, were generally, objects of hatred, you know, very Easter Sunday sort of stuff, right? So she actually asked for that to be a to be proclaimed as a day, a national, international Transgender Visibility Day. And in 2009, it was so decreed. 2009, more than a decade ago, almost two decades ago. And so this idea that Joe Biden did something different than has ever happened with regard to this particular, I don't know what to call it. A day to remember how mean you are to people, I guess is what it is, right? A day to say, okay, today I will not be mean to transgendered people. I will not. Now, this day is always, always on March 31st. Okay, the International Transgender Visibility Day is always, always on March 31st. Now, as far as I could tell, as a layman, with regard to Easter Sunday, okay, I'll just tell you that I know the official date for Easter is somewhere between the 4th of July and Valentine's Day. I don't know. I mean, it varies from year to year. It floats around the calendar. And I, you know, listen, as a person who observes Passover, which also floats around the calendar and turns up on different days, I have to say, nobody planned that it would be the same day. So Joe Biden did not make Easter Sunday into Transgender Day. That did not happen. You understand? Biden is not trying to make anybody do anything or celebrate anyone or, you know, turn you gay or turn you trans or turn you inside out or upside down or upset your day where, you know, you're hiding little eggs or you're dyeing them different colors, not knowing that that is a pagan thing. Yes, it comes from Oster. Oster, the goddess. And I'm a goddess. I would know these things. The goddess of fertility. Now, what does she have to do? Nothing. Okay? But you just tossed it all together. And nobody complains. Well, on Easter Sunday, we are only supposed to worship Jesus. Only supposed to, you know, recognize the resurrection of Jesus. And no other thing, no other being, no other anything should ever, ever mess with that deep contemplation of what he died for and what he sacrificed for you, except for bunnies, bonnets, jelly beans, peeps, and baskets. You know, you people are so disingenuous, some of you, I swear to God. And you know who made you gay? Judy Garland made you gay. The Easter bonnet song, you remember that? Irving Berlin with your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. Hello. She turned everyone gay in the first place, so be mad at her, not Biden. He didn't do anything to you. He didn't. So now I looked it up to see, like, when does Easter occur? It's the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox. There, that explains everything. If you have a degree in astronomy and believe